Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to take a chopped vocal texture and rebuild it into a full jungle and drum and bass section using session view as the playground and arrangement view as the final destination. This is not just about dropping a vocal onto a timeline. We're thinking like arrangers now. We want tension. We want motion. We want that grimy, hype, slightly dangerous DNB energy where the vocal feels like part of the rhythm section, not just a sample sitting on top. By the end of this lesson, you'll know how to take one vocal idea, shape it into something darker and more atmospheric, perform a few variations in session view, and then record that performance into arrangement view so it actually feels like a finished section of a tune. The target vibe here is jungle warfare. Dark intros, vocal tension builds, post-drop hooks, rolling atmospheres, that kind of thing. We're working around 170 to 174 BPM, so keep that pace in mind while you build everything. Let's start with the source material. Choose a vocal that already has character. A short spoken phrase works really well. So does a whispered line, a rave shout, an MC-style ad-lib, an eerie sung note, or even a soulful phrase that can be pitched down into something heavier. If the vocal is clean, that's fine. In fact, that's often perfect, because jungle loves contrast. Clean source, dirty treatment, drag the vocal into an audio track and session view. If it needs warping, set that up first. For rhythmic chopping, complex pro or beats can work well. If you're doing shorter one-shots and want a more natural pitch shift, repitch can be really nice. Get the vocal sitting on the grid if you plan to chop it rhythmically, because tight timing matters a lot in drum and bass. Even when things feel loose and wild, the groove still has to hit. Now let's build the texture. The vocal chain doesn't need to be huge, but it does need to be intentional. Start with EQ8, high pass the low end, usually somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. If the vocal is muddy, cut some of the low mids around 250 to 500 Hz. If you need more presence, give a little lift somewhere around 2 to 5 kHz. Next, add saturator. A little drive goes a long way here. You're not trying to obliterate the vocal unless that's the style. Just give it some grit, some density, some attitude. Turn on soft clip if it helps, and experiment with analog clip or warm tape if that suits the tone. After that, bring in a movement effect. Grain delay is great if you want something eerie, haunted, and broken up. Echo is great if you want dubby rhythm and tail movement. Keep the wet amount controlled. You want the repeats to support the groove, not smear over the drums. If the vocal still needs more bite, Redux can add some digital crunch. Use it carefully unless you want a very broken texture. Then add a reverb, but keep it dark and fairly short. Think room or plate, not endless wash. A dark reverb helps the vocal sit in a space without killing the clarity. Finally, use utility to keep the width under control. If the vocal has any low body, keep that low end centered. In general, widen the affected returns more than the dry vocal itself. That keeps the core phrase focused while still giving you atmosphere around it. At this point, we want to turn the vocal into something playable in session view. A really practical way to do this is to create a few clip variations from the same source. Make one clip that's the original phrase. Make another pitch down by 3 to 5 semitones. Make a reverse version. Make a chopped rhythmic fragment. Make one with a longer reverb tail. Make one that feels like a delay throw or an impact line. This is the moment where you stop thinking of the vocal as one sample and start thinking of it as a family of performance tools. If the vocal is already chopped up, you can also slice it to a MIDI track. Right-click the audio clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Slice by transients, or by eighths or sixteenths if that makes more sense for the rhythm. Now you can trigger the slices from a drum rack, which is extremely useful for jungle-style vocal stabs, call-and-response patterns, and those little percussive phrases that make the groove feel alive. And that's the big idea here, in drum and bass. The vocal should move like percussion. So let's shape the groove in session view. Think in phrases, not clips. That's a huge teacher note here. A good vocal motif in jungle can be as small as two words, but if the rhythm is deliberate, it can carry the whole section. Don't worry about making it busy. Worry about making it meaningful. A simple four-scene structure works really well. Scene 1 is your intro mood. This might be a long atmospheric tail, maybe a reverb-heavy fragment, something that sets the tone without pushing too hard. Scene 2 adds a hint of rhythm. Short vocal hits on offbeats, maybe a light delay, maybe the filter moving just a little bit. Scene 3 is the tension build. More repeats, more distortion, more filter opening, more urgency. Scene 4 is pre-drop energy. This is where the vocal gets densest. Short stutters, abrupt cuts, reverses, maybe a final shouted phrase or one-shot accent before the drop. If you want to perform this live or capture it with some energy, set your global launch quantization to 1 bar for section changes. If you want tighter triggering, try quarter note or eighth note quantization. The point is to keep the performance musical while still letting it feel a little alive. Now let's add some automation-friendly movement. This is where the vocal stops beating just a loop and starts becoming part of the arrangement. Good stock devices for movement include auto filter, echo, hybrid reverb, frequency shifter, phaser flanger, and sidechain compression. You can also use shaper or envelope follower if you want more control over modulation. Over 8 to 16 bars, automate things like filter cutoff, reverb wetness, echo feedback, saturator drive, clip volume, pitch transpose, and send levels to your delay and reverb returns. This is what gives the section progression. Without automation, the vocal just repeats. With automation, it starts telling a story. Now we're ready to move from session view into arrangement view. Open arrangement view, arm recording if needed, and then trigger your scenes in order. You're basically performing the section into the timeline. Capture a pass that feels like an intro. Capture another that feels like a build. Capture a third that feels like tension or pre-drop pressure. If you want, record a few passes and then comp the best parts together in arrangement view. This is a really important mindset shift. Session view is for experimentation and performance. Arrangement view is for structure and impact. Use both properly, and your ideas will suddenly feel much more finished. Once the performance is on the timeline, start refining it. Trim any vocal tails that are masking snare fills. Leave breathing space before the drop. Keep only the phrases that actually hit. DNB arrangements are all about contrast. If one bar is dense, make the next one thinner. If one phrase is wide and smeared, let the next one be dry and close. That push and pull keeps the ear engaged. A solid arrangement shape might look like this. Sparse ambient vocal in the first few bars, then chopped rhythm, then a pitched down phrase with delay, then a more open filter and more movement, and then a final 2-bar push into the drop with a reverse swell and a hard stop. That hard stop matters. Silence before impact can be more powerful than adding another layer. A 1-beat mute before the drop can make the return feel huge. A reversed word into a snare fill can create that classic jungle tension. A vocal tail can bridge into the impact and then get cut hard. These are controlled chaos moves, and they work. Now let's make sure the vocal sits with the drums and bass, because that part is crucial. Sidechain the vocal lightly to the kick or kick snare bus, using compressor or glue compressor. You don't want huge pumping unless that's the style. Just enough ducking so the drums can breathe. A ratio around 2-1 or 4-1 can work. Keep the attack fairly quick and the release musical. Then carve out space with EQ. If the bass line is dense, cut some low mids from the vocal, maybe around 300-700 Hz. If the snare is living in the upper mids, reduce some harshness around 2.5-4.5 kHz if needed. And always keep the sub-region clean by high-passing the vocal. Also, be careful with stereo width. If the vocal is an important rhythmic element, keep the main phrase narrow or even mono. Let the reverb and delay returns do the widening. That keeps the groove tight and focused. Here's a nice pro trick. Distort the return, not just the dry vocal. Put saturator or pedal on the reverb or delay return and you can get a grinier, more concrete-like echo trail without wrecking the clarity of the main phrase. That's a really effective way to get that darker atmosphere. You can also create a ghost copy of the vocal. Duplicate the track, bandpass it, distort it, push it into a long reverb, and keep it low in the mix. That layer adds depth without stealing attention. It's one of those subtle things that makes the whole section feel more expensive. For darker, heavier DNB, pitch down treatment is a great move. Try -3 semitones for something subtle. Try -5 to -7 for a more menacing feel. Then follow that with saturation, echo, and a short dark reverb. Instant atmosphere. You can also add a little reverse tension before a snare roll or impact. A reversed vocal phrase is a classic jungle move for a reason. It creates forward motion without needing a big melodic riser. Another good layering idea is to place some noise or ambience underneath, like vinyl crackle, tape hiss, rain, radio static, or crowd texture. Duck it under the vocal and drums so it doesn't get in the way, but gives the section a world to live in. Now for a few common mistakes to avoid. Don't make the vocal too busy. If it's constantly talking, it'll fight with the drums and bass. In this style, less can hit harder. Don't leave too much low end in the vocal. Low mid buildup can muddy the whole mix very quickly. Don't drown it in reverb. Big wash sounds cool by itself, but in a rolling DNB track it can destroy snare clarity and groove. Don't forget to automate. Static loops feel static. DNB needs movement, and don't keep the vocal going through the drop just because it's there. If the drop needs space, give it space. Here's a quick mini exercise you can use after the lesson. Build a 16-bar vocal texture rebuild using just one vocal sample, one drum loop, and one bass drone or sub note. Make four versions of the vocal: clean, pitch down, reversed, and chopped. Build four scenes: ambience, sparse chops, rhythmic build, and pre-drop tension. Perform those scenes into arrangement view. Then automate filter cutoff, reverb wetness, and delay throws. Sidechain the vocal lightly, export it, and listen back for groove, clarity, tension, and drop readiness. If it feels rhythmic, not random, and it supports the drums instead of cluttering them, you're on the right track. So let's wrap it up.